Late.
Yeah, well, that would give her plenty of time.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask you about, it's a kind of dish, I think mostly poor people eat it, made out of, Indian meal.
Is it mush?
Right. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not, except that I know what it is.
Okay. All right, so you say there are two kinds of bread, homemade bread and...
bakery.
Okay. Have you ever heard store-bought?
Yeah.
Store-bought bread?
Yeah, but I never say that.
Okay. what do you call the things that you make? You make up a batter and you fry through...
Pancakes? Cakes?
Yeah.
And then...
wheat cakes, maybe?
Would pancakes always be made out of wheat flour?
I don't know. I use pancake flour and I don't know whether it's wheat or what.
Okay. What would you use to make bread rise?
Yeast. Fleischmann's yeast, I might add.
Oh, of course.
That's a Standard Brands product.
Oh, is it?
That's the company I work for.
I'll tell you, Fleischmann's yeast is the only one I've ever heard of.
Well, there are others, but they're not as well known as Fleischmann's.
Don't tell me what they mean.
No, I won't.
And I'll never know why. Okay. What do hens lay?
Eggs.
And what is the inside part called? Well, you got two.
Well, the white and the yolk.
Okay,
really?
What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
All right. If you crack eggs and let them fall out of the shell into hot water, how is that being cooked?
Poached.
Okay. Do you have a name for fat salt pork?
White meat.
All right, heard anything else? Ever heard it called a sow belly?
No.
Okay.
I never knew what that was.
Same thing. I think. There could be a little bit of a distinction between them. Or a saw pork, sow bosom. Okay. What is the outside of the bacon called?
Ryan.
What's the kind of meat that comes in little links?
Sausage.
And who kills and sells the meat?
Butcher.
Mm-hmm. If meat has been kept too long outside the refrigerator, you'd say the meat has done what?
Ruined or spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about souse before, didn't we?
Souse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe we did.
Okay. What do you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I don't know.
Okay. And have you ever heard of making anything out of hog blood?
No.
All right. Do you know what scrapple is?
No.
Okay. Suppose you kept butter too long and it didn't taste any good, what word would you use to describe its condition?
I'd just say it was bad.
Would you ever say it was rancid?
No.
What do you call thick, sour milk that some people keep on hand?
Clabber.
Okay. And do you know the kind of cheese that's made from clabber?
Cottage cheese.
All right. You're the first person who's gotten it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what else is cottage cheese made from?
I know, but I stop and think about it. And then after I say, well, cottage cheese, and they say, oh yeah, I guess. Also, they give me buttermilk for clabber, but that's different.
Well, buttermilk is made from sour milk. I mean, after it's set up, you have to churn it, you know.
All right, do you know any other names for cottage cheese? Ever heard it called anything else?
No.
Okay. What do farmers do with milk immediately after milking a cow?
I suppose they refrigerate it.
They pour it through something.
Strainer?
Uh-huh. What's baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
A deep dish apple pie.
Ever heard it called apple pan dowdy? Or is that something else?
I've heard of apple pan dowdy, but I didn't know that it was a deep dish apple pie.
Okay, fine. How about apple cobbler now, sir?
Right.
The same?
Right.
Okay. Have you ever done this, mixed up some milk or cream with sugar and nutmeg and poured it over a pie?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard of that? Okay. What do you call food that you eat between meals?
Snacks.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, most people.
All right. And how do you make coffee? What's the word you use to describe the way you make it?
Well, you use water and coffee grounds. I mean, ground coffee.